mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Back in 1996, during the first Holy Week that I was serving at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, I showed up in the vesting room for Maundy Thursday wearing my black stole. The dean of the cathedral had on his red stole, and the canon pastor, a former Roman Catholic nun, had on her white stole. Black, white, and red. It really made for quite a teaching moment for three priests with three different theologies of what this night meant to us and what it means to the church. We immediately went and checked that multicolored liturgical calendar that hangs in every vesting room and sacristy. Sure enough, the main color was red, but in the small print, it said either black or white can also be used. Doesn't that just sound like the Episcopal Church? So there really is no other church day of the year that can generate as much confusion or as much mixed emotions, as many highs and as many lows as the night of Maundy Thursday. When I was coming, I have to say I knew I would be here during Holy Week, and I was curious what the hangings would be for Holy Week at Holy Innocents. And if you look at my stole, the tassels are black, white, and red. So what is the significance of each of these for this evening? Well, I wore black that night over 20 years ago, so I'll start with that. I've tempered my beliefs over the years, but back then, I saw the events of this evening following the Last Supper as being of one piece with the events of Good Friday. Black is the color for that most horrific of days. And I believed at the time that tonight is simply act one of a three-act play, the darkest drama of all history. The agony in the garden, the arrest, the torture, the trial, all leading directly and inexorably to the cross. Now, the dean wore red that night. It's the most standard and conventional view that the church has for this evening, but it's not that bright red of the Holy Spirit that we wear on Pentecost. This red evokes the cost of discipleship, being the blood red of the color for martyrs in our church. But it is also a sign of the Holy Spirit that it's present, too, in what we do this night. Our washing of each other's feet is the fullest fulfillment of what Maundy means. Does anyone have a clue as to what a Maundy is? Maybe you Latin scholars or linguists picked up on the closeness of the word Maundy and mandate. This I command you, mandatum. It comes from the close of our gospel lesson, Christ's command that we love one another, the kind of love he displayed in the washing of his disciples' feet. So our foot washing is an act of love. But right there on that trusty liturgical calendar is that third option. White, on this night of all nights. My friend Kate Kenny, the canon pastor, chose to wear white for this night, because for her, the truest, deepest meaning of this evening is that Christ gave us the Eucharist as an eternal remembrance of all that he did for us. Not just a sentimental memory, but an actual remembering of the body of Christ in a sacred sacrament where he is truly present to us each and every time we break bread. That is something to be celebrated. That is why we can wear white. It was the Eucharist which created the church. The Eucharist is how we know Christ alive and present in our own day. This gift from God in Christ through bread and wine is why you can wear white tonight. Well, people in the cathedral heard about this little controversy and were really curious about it. And so the dean invited Kate and I to give the sermon together the next year. So in 1997, she and I sat down on the altar platform at a small, beautiful wooden table with a linen tablecloth and a good bottle of wine and some fresh baked bread. And we shared honestly from the heart what this night meant to us. We came to realize, and we helped the community at the cathedral realize, there is no one right way to understand the mystery of this evening. The glory of the Eucharist, the agony of the garden, the humility of the foot washing are all equal elements in tonight's mystery. And the truth is, it is all three, or it's none of those three, or something completely different. Because that is one more great wisdom of our Episcopal faith, to allow such a breadth and depth for trying to understand our faith. Your understanding can depend on where you are tonight, or on what you need tonight, or on any given evening. And it can change from year to year, and it can be all three in one evening. We're not quite halfway through our path to Easter, walking together through Holy Week. So much has already happened. So much will happen even before we gather again at noon tomorrow. Each of us is called by God to find our own way on this path, wearing black, red, or white, as we do here, all three at once. This night is different than every other night. Thanks be to God.